Artificial intelligence is taking over many of the jobs once done by people, and the search for planets similar to Earth is no exception. Machine learning has helped to discover new planets amidst all the data collected from NASA's Kepler Space Telescope. Sarah Seggi explains.
Our own solar system, the Milky Way, has long held the status of the solar system with the most known planets. But the discovery of a new planet in a distant solar system circling the star Kepler-90 has changed that. It's the eighth planet found orbiting that star. Andrew Vandenberg is an astronomer at the University of Texas, Austin, and one of the researchers who found the planet.
This planet is about 30% larger than the Earth. We have measured the orbital period, or the length of that planet's year, and it turns out that the orbital period is about 14 days. So if you were born on this planet, you would have a birthday every 2 weeks. But the downside is that because it's orbiting so quickly around its star, it's very close in, and the planet is therefore very, very hot, way hotter than we would want to be living there.
The planet is one of two new discoveries identified through machine learning from Google and data from NASA's Kepler Space Telescope. NASA's telescope has been searching for planets similar to Earth.
When we did this, we were mostly trying to prove to ourselves that this kind of technique could work. We wanted to have a proof of concept that machine learning and neural networks could help us identify planets which may have been missed before. We think that this has been a successful proof. We found two new planets, Kepler-90i, the eighth planet in its system, like I mentioned, and another planet called Kepler-80g. These planets had never been seen before, until we used our machine learning approaches to increase the sensitivity of our searches.
Is it more efficient than having humans looking for these planets?
Yeah, absolutely. Humans are very good at recognizing patterns and very good at identifying planets, but humans are not particularly fast at these things, and they're not particularly consistent. On two different days, a human might look at the same signal and give different answers as to whether they think it's a planet, just because sometimes the questions that you ask are tricky, and humans might, be in a different mood one day or the other and give different answers. With artificial intelligence, we hope to make the process more efficient.
Christopher Chaloux is a senior research software engineer with Google AI and was also behind the discovery.
I learned that actually the Kepler mission had generated so much data that humans were not actually able to search at all for planets by themselves. And so I decided that we should maybe apply this neural network technology to search for new planets. And so I trained a machine learning model to identify these planets in this Kepler data set. And I used this model to search for new planets that were perhaps missed by previous searches of the data.
While the newly found planets are unlikely to host life, there are still many planets in the universe to explore. Associate Professor Elizabeth Tasker is an astrophysicist at the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency.
Whether we'll find a planet that hosts life is a top question. Like, everyone wants to know. And it is a tricky question to answer at this stage. At the moment, what we've got are shadows of these planets passing across their star. So we can say, okay, this is the size of the planet, this is how much radiation it's receiving from its star, but it doesn't yet tell us anything about what it's like on the surface of these planets. However, some of the next generation of telescopes are definitely set at doing this. They're going to start probing the atmosphere of the planets, which will be our first hint about what's actually going on the surface. However, until we start to get a lot of data telling us this kind of information, it's very hard to judge how Earth-like these Earth-sized worlds are. As an example, within our own solar system, of course, we have Earth and Venus, two very, very similarly sized planets that would look very promising as exoplanets. But in fact, the surface of Venus is about 460 Celsius. It melts lead, and the longest a spacecraft has survived on the Venusian surface is less than 2 hours. So until we start to get some atmospheric data, it's very hard to speculate on how common Earth-like conditions are going to be in the galaxy.
Associate Professor Elizabeth Tasker from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, ending Sarah Seggi's report.